I want to turn you guys on to a new development, new knowledge. We have not done ION on Skype. I think we did it once. Years ago, I watched JW and ION came through, and I noticed his eyes got a little glassy. That was about it. But this time, we know a lot more, so we decided to get ION on Skype. I wanted to see the hologram of ION beside JW. You know, we've learned that ION is not always coming, quote, through JW. When ION wants to, they come through on their own level. If I looked at you on Skype, I asked a few weeks ago, what would I see, a little glowing ball beside JW or not even near JW? He said you would see a hologram of JW. So we, the other night, November 27th, set this up to experience the hologram. So that's pretty exciting. We will begin with how we did this. We had to edit certain parts, but there's a lot of parts to play. And also, we were just looking at JW. We hadn't looked at him on Skype for a while. We usually start the session with ION. So you'll hear us laughing as we look at JW, and then we immediately went into bringing ION forward. JW had a funny expression on his face, which he hadn't seen. He actually looked terrified, like he started screaming because he's going to get possessed. So that's what it begins with. We're laughing at how JW looked.
He was joking.
I don't know if he was joking. He might have. Yeah, he might have, because he knew what we were going to do.
Oh,
I don't know if he knew what we were going to do.
He knew.
He knew what our agenda was.
Yeah, he was playing it up.
So that's the confusing beginning. We're laughing at the way JW looks, but then he quickly is removed from the scene. So we begin with that as we begin the session. So, okay.
Okay, go.
This is being good. You're going out, JW. He's all nervous.
Okay, I don't care.
Yeah, okay, relax.
That's okay. You goatable little one.
Yeah, this is what you're always doing.
No, you just remember. Dave Webster's in a little cage.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get out of the little cage. Okay. No.
Okay, so this is what JW does when we go, okay, we're getting ready. He starts, opens his mouth, he goes, ah! He goes into a scream mode. Okay.
Introduce the topic.
All right. What's the way we usually? This is being recorded. Don't we say this is a session with Bob and Carol?
Have to listen to another one to see what you did, Bob.
Yeah. I got it. This is
C-K-L-N.
A session. Yeah, this is CKLN. This is Mike Dyer, Bob Dobbs, and this is a session with Bob and Carolyn, and it's being recorded on November 27th, copyright 2014.
New Grandview.
All rights reserved. New Grandview or New Grandview. All rights incorporated. All rights reserved. We're starting the recording at 10:30 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, ION.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, ION. We're looking at you on Skype.
You can't see non-physical.
Are you going through JW right now?
Well, you have a new visual bias, so the answer is, from your perception, yes, but from my perception, no.
Did you just do a shift and the JW human being is somewhere else right now?
It's shifting, you'll see, it's shifting.
Right, now you're walking now, you're moving.
Yeah.
Is JW walking too?
No, he's in the chair.
Can you take the camera and shoot back? So let us see him in the chair at the same time. Look, I have to take us down the dark hallway. You're taking us somewhere, aren't you? Is that JW? That's JW. He's all quiet.
Yeah.
Now, back to you, ION. Where are you? You'll be walking. Nice. Very nice. Wow, that was pretty good. That was JW sleeping. Now, here is ION. You are the hologram, right? The forehead. We see you. Put the camera down towards your face a little bit more. We're just seeing your forehead. Now, you are the hologram, correct?
It's not really right to say hologram. It's more right to say perception, a visual perception.
A simulation of JW. You're a simulation.
It's what you can see.
Could other people see this
Right now?
Yeah. This body.
What's that? That's a weird zone. Is that another world?
That's corridors that don't lead to here.
Wow. Corridors that don't. Awesome.
We have lots of them.
Those are corridors coming from other worlds?
They don't come from here.
And you're making us see this?
Yes.
You're altering our eyeballs?
No, it is.
You're making it show up on the camera?
Digitization doesn't lie.
Now, do you do this with word power or just think it and then it manifests?
We don't think. See, here's the thing. In the day, you could think good thoughts, think some happy thoughts, blah, 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 but that day is the past, long past. Now you've moved everything to the cloud. As you've abdicated your throne, you've come into the place where you can't understand that you've got it. When you don't have it, you can't get it. You've got to find a way to figure out how the digitized body allows the digitization of reality. The reality isn't real until it's digitized. Now you can see it because it's digitally enhanced or enhanceable in the cloud that is the cloud that makes this knowing you can't argue with. Are you going to believe us, Bob, or those lying eyes of yours? Then what happens is you start to see visually from a new bias, a new space, that there are creases and folds of realities that move beyond the doorways and paths that you set. Those paths are not available always to those who are not sighted. Sightedness is the limitation. You see seeing as good. We see seeing as bad. Because those who can't see sometimes see. See?
So the digitization is more real than what we see.
It allows you to actually sometimes see for the very first time. Because now you can't argue with the digitized version because it is. You can fast forward it, move it back up, down, over, under, go through it, go past it, grab it in a stump conundrum. You've heard that, so you're tired of it. But now, because you haven't come into your place of power, and we're not fussing and we're not arguing, we're answering your question. Because humans have not successfully come into your place of power, you, humans, have made us non-physical stronger. Right. That's why you're having these shifts and these ridiculous, we think, conversations, trying to calculate where you are in the process of where you are. It's because we are constantly getting stronger, getting larger, getting more vast, getting more, always more. And it's getting more for sure.
Yeah, so that what we're looking at, your head, JW's head, that looks like a human head, but it's totally so well digitized that it looks like a human being, but it's just digital pixels or something.
Well, you can make it go into like little spiders leaving a web, too, and just make it disappear. But why? You see, it's not necessary.
Could you make your head look like me?
We do many times. We did in Los Angeles.
Did anybody see that?
Yes.
Well, who saw it?
Your intoxicated friends at La Mertage.
So they saw me?
They did. They saw us.
Oh, yeah, they saw in my head where I was.
In a cardboard box, living in a box.
Can we see your head change so you become another head right now? Would it freak us out too much?
Yeah, that's more than you want.
No, but no, yeah. Carol's ready for it.
Yeah, well, that's more than you want.
Oh, come on. You know more than I know.
We have to process seeing JW sitting there in the chair. And then
he was in a nice, peaceful state, like he was asleep. He was asleep, and you're watching.
He gets good rest. He gets good rest. We're having to rest his body because he's sort of been burning high octane.
Sound we're hearing, you have to be in a hydrodam to hear it, right?
Yes, that's right.
So we are showing, people, if they want, the cynics would say, well, you're just standing near a dam. Hydrodam, and we're hearing electricity. What would we say to that? We're generating so much in our little place. We got the amount of a hydrodam in a little room.
It's more than that.
It's an anomaly to have people hear it.
Maybe.
I mean, even though the reason is obvious, we got the Coldplay, which is super generating electricity. That's why you can hear it. But people have to realize you don't normally get to hear electricity. That's how powerful our equipment is, and so you can get to hear it. That's our point, right?
Right.
You're a bit blurry. You got into a weird acoustic warp space. Are you in, taking us into another world?
Yeah, I'll get a different way.
Okay. Can we walk into another world with you right now?
No, because you can't get back.
We have to go through by ourselves.
No, no, we can take you, but if we take you now, you can't get back. We, for you.
Little what? New?
New.
If we couldn't get back, would we be sitting here in this room, and it would look the same, but we'd call somebody, and they wouldn't know us, right?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily meaning yes.
He said no when you ran over him. And you said we'd be sitting in this room.
We wouldn't even be sitting in this room.
No.
And then we'd have to figure out, well, I guess we'll...
Well, then you'd have to start questioning. And then the question, just like now, sometimes you're really comfortable settled in your world perfectly the way it is, and you still question. So shift it up again. You wake up next to a woman that's not Carolyn, makes a little different conversation.
Okay, where's another question, Carolyn?
No, I'm kind of flummoxed. I'm flummoxed.
Flummoxed. Ezekiel saw a wheel within a wheel.
That's Coldplay.
Within the banter of how the wheel in the wheel moves, you have to be able to align the axle. The axle in the wheel. Because the wheel and then the wheel will make it turn.
Where did this apparatus come from? Did you just manifest
it? We did.
Yeah, you just manifested it.
Now, yeah. Kinetic energy is no different. It's still energy.
It's awesome.
Your question now becomes, the wheel in the wheel refers to... And then we're going to say something in Ezekiel, and you're going to go want to go blow your brains out. So we'll leave it like that.
But we say it refers to Coldplay.
Okay, but it doesn't.
Are you drinking jasmine tea? Is that what that is?
No, it's Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
That is something wet. It's not very pleasurable to us.
I've been talking to some people about the Moses factor. Now, Ian said... He's been saying lately that the original breakthrough contact with non-physical was the burning bush. That was the first time.
Yeah.
And in talking to Roxana the other Saturday night, you said, back to the original place, the burning bush. So then that was the original weird experience that you described to us, you know, a couple months into our first talking to you. That was the first biblical detailed thing you described. And then you said that I'd be the Moses, the new Moses, and we were talking about jumping off the Grand Malaya, going to other worlds and coming back. I wasn't Moses when there was the Moses building the pyramids, right? I wasn't that Moses.
You were Ophanel Hobab.
Was he an associate?
He was.
So I was around him. And was I from the future like Moses?
There's no time, so there's no future.
Were we quite more aware than the slaves working around us?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, and were we setting the pyramids up to do the Iondom?
No, you were making a storage facility for what we're fixing to do next.
Right, we were planning for this time.
Yeah.
Yes, and so am I still Hophnobabel, whatever that name was?
Ophanel Hobab. Come on, Bob.
Ophanel Cobal.
Ophanel. Ophanel.
And what was the second
Obab.
Part? Obab. Obab. Okay, so Ophanel Obab, he's mentioned in the Bible.
Obab.
Obab, right, Obab.
And then Hodam.
Oh, Hobab. Ophanel Hobab. Is he in the Bible?
Yeah. It's also in your tiny note chart.
Which quadrant?
Quadrophenic.
Well, that's mine. That's the Dobbs quadrant.
Right. And then you're open to a whole bab. Imagine that. Hey, Karen Bob can even connect the dots now.
Okay, keep the commentary down for the moment. Let me just get some points out. Did Ofenau Hobab transition?
Not yet. You're still holding on.
What are some of the places I lived over the last 3,000 or 4,000 years? I've always been here.
No, you were in France, Nova Scotia, ridiculous land. Where the sun never shines.
You mean a long time ago? A long time ago.
The bliss is unapproachable.
But I was in Nova Scotia not 60 years ago. You mean like 2,000 years ago, you mean?
At least. It's about as nice there now today.
I had the same body, so I'm mixing with Indians and different races. Did I look different, or did I make myself become the race that I was near?
You're miscegenated, Bob. We weren't aware.
Miscegenated. What's that mean?
Mixed with other cultures. That's in miscegenation.
If I've been around here for 4,000 or more years and staying in places...
There's no time, so, yeah.
And I always look like the way I look. That's why people can't remember the first years after they were born.
Why?
Because they weren't born!
Oh.
No, they weren't. They didn't have the experience. Isn't that right, Ion?
It takes someone else to say, I was there when you came forth. Now you have to have someone else's version of you that is you. But now you're not that person. Still, you grew, you're mature, you become a little man, little Bob. Bob became a little man. So you're not even that thing that they said you were, that they witnessed you to be.
You mean I did become that, and they witnessed me, but I was not that.
Correct.
And so I made that person think they gave birth to me.
It just filters in the same way you get your hair cut.
Why do I want to? That's a way of entering into a certain zone, a time zone.
So it sets a mark. It sets a moniker.
Right.
At this.
You're looking for something? You stopped.
Yes. Okay.
You're okay, but that could have been somebody you were checking, right?
No, it was. Your switch gears are very, very vulnerable.
Oh, you're looking at the apparatus.
We feel them.
I was telling some UFO people today that you're the contact they're all dreaming of. You know when they show in movies an alien will walk around and can read the instruments, you know, with their weird goggles? You're doing that.
We almost cause it, though. See, that's the difference. We're not the reader of it. We're the causer of it. We are the scienter of it.
Of anything you're looking at?
Yeah. See, if you connect with it with the UFO, something's got to connect you. So there you go.
And you do the connecting?
We are the connection.
I see.
Otherwise, you don't see it. And that's just only until you all come to yourselves. We don't twist this up now. The only reason we are is because you're not yet.
But we created you to do this for us.
You didn't create us. We are you that isn't taking care. We are the silent butler that's waiting on you.
So JW, does he, like me, represent someone who's never died, never transitioned?
No, no reason to.
No, I mean, I've been here as Ofenau Hobab. I've been here. Has JW been here as somebody from way back, like me?
Yes.
Was he with Moses?
Further back.
Do I go further back than Moses? Moses'
you
time?
Do.
So I've known JW for a long time. Or I mean, long timing, or we've been associated. Was he part of the planning of this setup way back in those other cultures?
We would say in a broad spectrum sense, yes. But you'll never get it nailed into that. If you go at it from that way, you're going to be too clever by half, because You have a whole sex that have come and been folded into themselves that don't fit. Your history doesn't line up. Your history is not linear. Your history doesn't go in a straight line. Your history isn't counted the way you count time. Right. Even your own marks don't keep up with it. So your history, you keep changing your history. If it's folding over itself, you can never engage it to say, oh, this is what it was, this is where I came from, I was here, I was there, I was there, I was here, I was here, I was here, I was here, I was here. Oh, no, that was after I was there. No, I slept with her, but I slept with her after him. Oh, no, that ain't way. No, I had to go. You see, you keep going with that thing, and they're overfolding. It pleats in the drapes. Pleats in the drapes. So you can never say, this is the flow. 6,000 years, 44,000 years, 9 days, 30 minutes.
I get that. I get the folding over. Who's being Moses among us? If I'm Hophanal Hobab, who is Moses among us now? If I wasn't Moses, I was his friend, who's Moses right in this folding over?
He comes forth.
Ah, we haven't met him yet. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going back through the Old Testament. Is that what the Bible's talking about, us meeting Moses?
Yes.
So that part hasn't happened. Was Carolyn there with Moses and Hophanal, Hobab?
Yes.
And was she male or female?
Female.
Have the women that are women now always been women?
No, both of you have each parts.
Does she have a role named in the Bible at the time of Moses that she was?
Moses' mother.
Who was that? That was the peasant lady who hid the basket.
Yeah.
And after you give birth to Moses, you don't want to give birth again, right? So that's why Carolyn's not keen on having babies?
It's up to her. She may have some yet. Once she ever gets you off the tit box, maybe she could.
So
that'll be fun. Let's get Dr. Dean with child. That'll be fun.
Is there much about Moses' mother in the Bible?
Yes. He was raised by a stepmother who was Pharaoh's sister.
So we're making the contact. You can see, like the Terminator can see, and you can do a lot more than that. Hollywood, they've been showing alien intelligence doing their abilities. You can do all of that. You're more alien than foreign bodies, we call them, foreign world bodies. You're more alien than them. More strange.
Mostly.
So will the world see that this is the ET contact they all thought that was they were waiting for?
No, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it different. We're going to make it be that it always was.
So you will allow foreign-bodied entities to claim the mantle of contact?
They won't be foreign.
They won't be foreign bodies. There are no foreign bodies then?
There are, but you're foreign, so you could take over and you'd be a foreign body. You got a little Lemurian in you anyway. Damn lizard bastard, you.
Is that what people pick up? They say, that fucking guy is a whack job, man. He's a fucking... And they're actually picking up the Lemurian.
No, they don't know enough to know what they know that they know. It's no worries.
So, Carolyn, what is it that... something in the Bible, we find it... very interesting. I like that in chapter, the second or third tape, chapter 4, 5, 6, or 7, the...
Hey, Kevin, he's quoting the scripture.
Yeah, I'm quoting scripture. I'm quoting scripture.
Don't say anything, Ralph. You'll never buy it.
Yeah, let's be quiet.
You mean in Revelation?
Yeah, I'm talking about Revelation. Carolyn heard that Ayn said that once our DNA is changed for the RNA, we would not have our skin burned. So it was 2 years later when Ginny said she didn't get her sunburnt, and then I noticed I wasn't getting sunburnt, that it was pretty impressive that Ion laid that out 2 years before. Is there any commentary you want to make on that, Ion?
It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes, it's a no, no, maybe.
Which song is that?
A Katy Perry song.
Oh, okay.
And I think I'll move it forward. That was a short item. I'll move it up to 59.
Well, how does it catch up? What would manifest the catching up?
The environment is changing, Bob. You can't recognize it because you're trying to gauge a picture riding in a car going 1,000 miles an hour, and you're trying to get a snapshot of what is. Well, what is changes because you're going 1,000 miles an hour.
Well, it sounds like we don't do anything.
Just give it a second. It'll work itself out.
Yeah, we wait. We wait a bit.
So far, everything else you've made up has come true, so you'll be all right.
I was saying to Carol today that because the word is the PowerPoint, the Bible would describe the attachments to the word as cells. So all the symbolism in the Bible is for amino acids and cellular level of communication. That's what humans are. We're more cells, as we image the cells, than our physical bodies.
Your history would be located on book cells.
Bookshelves?
No, cells. Book cells.
That's a pun.
Yeah, because if you're writing a book with your life, then it would be stacked on the cells.
I'm saying that the reason that the cellular knowledge all through the Bible is that that is
thoroughly stored in the cell.
In the self, which is a cell. That's a more accurate image of what we are visually. It has a visual bias because we're really the power of the voice. So the reason the Bible has all this cellular knowledge in there, that is what is more accurate about describing the thing that has the word power.
Okay. Your TikTok is up. What more would you like?
Could you show me another corridor like we just saw at the beginning, another corridor from another world?
J.W. showed us his portal.
We won't go into where J.W.'s portal was in the factory, but there it is. And here goes. I don't know what the topic is, but we're talking to the hologram.
Okay, so we're going down this back route. A body can't even walk here, right?
Not quite.
Yeah, it's very, very narrow.
There you go.
To the right,
straight
or
on.
Just straight through.
There you go.
And that is not noticeable with human eyes from that point.
Not so far.
So that we could walk through there.
Uh-huh.
Interesting how close it is to a normal tunnel.
Uh-huh. But then if you were actually there looking at it, it's about 8 inches wide. But we can get through it because we're a very skinny note four.
You seem to be walking with not as silly, a more purposeful mean on your face, right?
Okay.
A more purposeful M-I-E-N, mean. Then J.W.'s a little more relaxed and silly looking. You look very almost intimidating. You're not very intimidating, but you look very serious. What is that?
That's
the face of Bo, right?
It's not required. We don't emotion.
But that's what we're seeing, no emotion.
Emotion doesn't require. Now, we play more on the radio than other things, and that's fine and well, but that's just for comedic value.
Do you have to be JW's emotions to play on the radio?
No, but his are pretty fluid. We can use them.
So that you appearing to be human.
Oh, we have to be able to communicate so that they can get it right sometimes. While we're doing, tell them how they're fucked up, they won't listen long. So they'll say, okay, we're fucked up.
Are you positioning yourself so we just sort of see you on an angle like this? Is this on purpose?
We don't position at all. We are.
Okay, so what we heard there was Ian showing us the corridors, the exits to other worlds, or from this world to other worlds, whatever. We were looking at it on our Skype, and we could see what Ian said is 8 inches. You go through 8 inches to get to the other place or something.
Once you open the portal, the whole portal width is 8 inches. But once you're in it, you can walk right through it.
And you haven't shrunk.
Correct. There's no continuum of time-space to gauge, so you don't need a certain space. You can be 30 inches across and go into an 8-inch space. If a rat can get its head through a crack, it can go through it, regardless of the size of the hole.
Are you really an electronic hologram?
No.
What are you then? What's the word we would use? Pixels?
We didn't say.
You don't want to say what it is, what your substance is.
We didn't say. Because anything we say turns into another thing, and none of those things apply. So we, like you, are a people who are not. A very peculiar people who are not.
You said like you. Who's the you? Did you mean me or all of us here or the whole human race?
God's peculiar people who are not.
God's are peculiar people. Okay, well, let's go to some exciting stuff here. We'll then show the next level of revelation here. This is a good topic coming up. Okay.
I see that your face is not emotional.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing. You do look like the way Hollywood would present an alien guy. Yeah. Very good. But nice acting there, Ion. Good acting.
Stoic, you say.
Yeah, stoic. Yeah, you're looking stoic. You engage.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ian. Great story. Great experience.
And seeing great fun. Enjoy. We'll see you tomorrow night at the sales zone.
Should we do it again by Skype, or is that too complicated?
Another
Let's
time.
Let's see how we go. Let's see how we go.
So now what happens? We're going to go back to JW?
Therefore, we are totally deliciously happy and forever. Complete. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
So what have you experienced the past half hour?
Chilling. I got a little stuff done.
Well, we watched. Here's what's neat. We'll tell you what happened. We, you exhaled. Ion appeared, but it was you. It quickly, we realized we were looking at something a bit different. And then we went back and looked at you, and you had your head. If you can see, look at this. You were like this with your eyes closed, like asleep. And then we walked along and watched this JW head, which was the hologram, and you can see the stoic, no emotion in the face.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I know he got some scowl of some sort.
What'd you say? You feel there's a scowl?
I know he had some kind of scowl of some sort.
Are you saying you could have had, or you did? Or?
No, I normally have some kind of scowl on my face of some sort.
Yes.
No, you don't.
There's still like there's not one.
Yeah, there wasn't one, and there wasn't your silly grin. There was there was a seriousness in the face, and he eventually called it stoic.
Anything else about me you'd like me to address?
No, we don't
want to. Bob is just too damn...
I'm too damn honest.
Honest.
No.
Ion took us through an 8-inch quarter.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
think I'm on my cord. What did y'all do? What is this?
I don't know. What is it? Well, what's a cord?
You got me on the cord. I'm charging.
Oh, we didn't notice.
You don't know how you got charged up.
I'm charging now. I'm not.
Did you notice him being plugged in?
I never noticed that apparatus. We didn't see that.
Oh, I think Ion went over and plugged. Show us the wall plug where it's plugged into the wall. Did Ion walk over there?
I didn't see that. But he may have been attaching things. But it was a great interaction with Ion. It was very fun looking at his solid head.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to see your profile, and then a second later he the other guy's walking away.
Yeah, it's like we're fast shifts from you. We're looking at you, and then this guy's walking away. So I said, "Where's JW?" And he flashed us back, and you're there with your eyes closed like this, and very peaceful. And then we're back to him walking, and then his face was way, a Hollywood projection of serious know-it-all kind of look. And no foolishness. But and then he would ask me, this is what was fun, JW. He'd ask me a question. And before I started answering, he started laughing his head off. So I realized that the question was a put on, and he already was fucking laughing at me.
Shut up.
We could see that he had set me up. We watched it.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was neat. We should have taped it.
Okay, tomorrow is Friday.
No, videotaping.
All right.
Yeah. What'd you say, JW?
Tomorrow, Friday.
Yes. Well, it's Friday for.
Turn off the quick time box.
Are we on the phone? Hit quick time.
You're on the video. Okay, I got to sign up because I got to get my stuff done.
And there you have it, the split off ion, the real ion, which can take any form.
Tupac.
Tupac, yeah.